I'll have to stop when I'm halfway through and see if I really have anything on it. I wouldn't like to find out that everything I've done was down the drain. I have options. Well, let me begin by saying that today is August 9th, 1978, and I'm interviewing Phoebe Taylor, and my name is Bruce Lazarevich. Perhaps I should begin by asking you to describe your work and tell us a little about it.
Well, I work in oils in a very not impressionistic way, I guess. But it's more like a watercolor technique than usual oils. I work with a palette knife and I don't use a brush. I try to get rather quick impressions and as much color as I can, clean color. And I do work in watercolor, which I also enjoy working in. And then I do very quick impressions with felt tip pens. And sometimes I think I'm able to capture the motion and perhaps the feeling of the subject better that way than I do with my more studied paintings. And I do work in black and white too. I work in kind of crayon pencil, and then for reproduction I do what are called paper masters, in which I work with a carbon pencil on a special paper. And I do that for some of my little books and paper and so on. And for illustrations, when I can use colors, such as I have done for the Equus magazine, I've also used a quick impression style with the felt-tipped pens. And for the illustrations I do at my own little books, I use either the paper master or I use pen and ink for line cutting. I do show some of my pictures, and as I say, I do some illustrations, and I often work from subjects such as racetrack subjects, horses, and I draw up at the stable sometimes, trying to capture the show horses, the school horses. I guess my favorite subject is horses, although I enjoy doing animals, I enjoy doing people, and I sometimes do these quick portrait sketches that are done sometimes at, like I'm at the museum, and I've done them at the Friends Fair. I do those in watercolor, but they're very rapidly done, about 10 or 15 minutes, I guess. I've done more studied portraits too. So I enjoy a wide range of subjects, also landscape. And I do some writing. Do you mind writing about that?
No. Yes, I would, as a matter of fact.
I enjoy doing historical subjects, and I've done a number of little books which are true historical events, from interviews and from reading about them and so on. And then I've done animal books in which I've done considerable research, but which have a small amount of text when I finish. They're really mostly pictures, but I hope are quite accurate because of my research. And for several years I wrote a monthly column on horses for the Bucks County Panorama magazine, which was usually historical, although I did some contemporary horse subjects.
I see.
And so I'm working on some stories now, which I would hope will be published sometime. So I write stories and articles and critical books.
The stories you're working on now are historical, are they?
No, these are animal stories that I'm working on now. Oh, and I have done some historical books, especially for museums. I worked for the Chester County Museum for a while, and I'm working with the Mercer Museum on some things too, and little books which from which I've gotten information from the museum, and which fit into their type of thing that they had. So I'm interested in, I guess, historical and animal things mostly as far as writing.
I see. Have you lived in Bucks County all your life?
No, but we've lived here about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
So I was born in California, but my mother was born, it's hard to believe, but she was born on the farm which is the only best here.
Uh-huh.
And she married, moved to California where I lived until I was married. And my husband and I first lived in Churchville. We moved around a couple of times. Came back to the farm, which adjoins the farm where my mother was born.
That is an interesting thing.
So I can remember the farm from way back. And in one of the little books that I wrote, I had one of the stories about my mother as a young woman when she taught first day school and used to take the children up to the mountain with a horse and wagon, but I didn't identify her as my mother. It was sort of a, you know, I guess an in joke or something anyway. These old pictures of my mother, which I used, made drawings from, and had her as a central character in one of my stories.
It's strange that you came back from California. It's one usually seems to
go the other way.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if you think of the generation before, my mother went from here. My mother.
Yeah, that's true. I see.
So they went back again. Well, one of our sons is now out the West Coast. I'll just let him in. Mm-hmm. I won't keep scratching.
No, that's
all
right. I suppose you had an idea, well, you were a young child when you moved to California, is that right?
Yeah, I was born out.
Oh, I see, yeah, okay. Right.
It's
I'm
always
sorry.
A little confusing if I try to explain
what, what were your ideas about Bucks County before you came here?
Well, I loved it already because as a child we used to visit here.
Oh.
It was just my ideal as a child to come to a farm and visit, and everything was so, well, it was so different from California. I can remember when they had candles and kerosene lamps even before they had electricity. And where we lived, of course, they had electricity and the car and everything, you know, for years. But it was, they were very late in getting electricity and everything, all the modern conveniences around here. And to a child, it was just paradise to come to Bucks County in those days. And so I had this wonderful idea of Bucks County, and of course, I still love it, even though it's become very modern and overgrown with developments and so on. I still think it's the most beautiful area in the country. I can't imagine. I sometimes thought that if I had just millions and millions of dollars, where would I like to be? I'd like to be right here in this house. I just think this is just ideal. You get out there and stuff.
Yeah,
of course, I realize that time is It's closing in on us, but for now.
Let me try this now. I hope it's a little bit better. What do you think Bucks County offers you artistically?
Well, they have done quite a few things for the artists. Of course, there's this new Art Alliance, which I haven't really done enough with it. That's my fault. But they're really trying to do more for the artists. And there's the Doylestown Art League. And there are quite a few places where you can exhibit your art. I think if I really worked at it more, I could do more as far as showing my art and doing things with it. But I've been trying to do these other things, like the books and so on, and I probably haven't concentrated as much as I should on just the painting and the exhibiting.
Do you often go to cities like Philadelphia, New York, for instance, museums or?
No, I don't. I want to. I wish I did, but I really don't very much. It's so difficult to get into.
I see. Do you think there's an interaction or a competition among artists in the county? Is there enough or is there not enough or what?
Well, I don't really know because I haven't really gotten into it enough myself.
Uh-huh.
I just can't really answer that very well.
I see. Do you think there could be more communication among the local artists, perhaps more work with the
I think there probably could be. But I feel as if I've been remiss in not really working at this enough myself, and I just don't know. But I've just sort of worked at my own things without really interacting much with
it. I see. Well, it's obvious from what you said that you intend to stay in Bucks County. Well, that was my last question, and I suppose it was readily apparent from what you said before. You've written columns for
Equus
magazine.
Oh, yes. Well, no, for Equus, I didn't write anything. I didn't even ask them about writing. I wrote to the art editor.
Oh, I see.
I illustrated this article. There's quite a number of illustrations in there.
Oh, I see.
I showed a sort of thing I did.
June of 78. Roots of Behavior. Oh, these are nice. I like this. Very nice. If I may ask a stupid question, how do you illustrate this? Did they send you the article that's written by Ms. Hamilton?
Yes, they sent me the article, and the art director had made a sort of a blue mark indicating areas in the report, which he thought would make good illustrations, but he gave me a lot of leeway. He said that if I thought something else would be better, but he did tell me, but they changed this. They told me how many illustrations they wanted. They wanted 2 full pages of color, I think, and 2 halves of black and white, but then they cut it and changed it
And then they called me at the last minute. You know, it's a funny thing. I see, this is the sort of thing I did for the panorama. I would make my illustration, and then I had a page and a half of copy.
Uh-huh.
Well, this one, yeah, you know, it's just about a page. Anyway, I did this every month, and I had my deadline to meet. But of course, I was both writer and illustrator. And
right.
I had to get it in before the first of the month before it was to be published.
Right.
And I was used to that. I'm probably getting off the subject.
No, go ahead.
And illustration is quite different because the other person who wrote it had the deadline, you see. And so when they called me, I had about 4 days. And beside that, then they decided at the last minute they wanted one more illustration and called me. And I did it in an hour and put it in the mail and sent it off to them. Because the deadline for the color separator was, I guess, in 2 days or something like that. So they mailed it off. And they did that in a hurry. But I realized that the illustrator, I guess, is very short time, unless the writer does it very quickly.
I see.
And gets it in before. But I had been doing that. I had been doing both the illustration and writing. And as far as the panorama was concerned, I was just given free time. I mean, I could just do anything I wanted, really, as long as it was on horses. So I just went ahead. I would do a sort of series sometimes. And I went into a lot of the history of horses. And then I would go to the racetrack and interview people over there and do series there, riding segments.
The racetrack?
Well, I did the interviews at the racetrack with the different people, like jockeys and trainers and down to the hot walkers and so on.
Oh, really?
And I had a series of articles about them, and then for the stables around here, I would interview the people who run the various horse stables, and do drawings, and visit around, and things like that. It was quite an interesting thing to do. I did it for several years, and I miss it because it meant that I learned a great deal too.
Yeah.
I was forced in doing all the research or the interviews and so on. And now, without that, I just don't do it. I'd like to get into something similar again. But I mean, I really feel bad about that magazine.
How long did you write for?
About 3 years, I think.
And when did it finally go out of business? I thought I'd never seen it, but I never really...
It came as a shock to everyone, even the people who were working there, didn't realize it.
That
all of a sudden, I had my article and illustration in for the next, I guess it was in June. I had it in on time, and they called up and said the magazine was closing down.
Hmm. And how long was that in existence?
Well, it had been in existence for a good many years under about 3 different editors, but this most recent one, Jerry Wallerstein, had brought it up to, I think, 4 times the circulation, maybe 5 times the advertising, and really had improved the magazine. Oh, it was an excellent magazine. There's no doubt about it, but cost so much to run those magazines. Of course, it was local, although I know quite a number of people out of state subscribed to it too, just to keep in touch with Bucks County.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing to take its place. There were 3 Bucks County magazines originally, and this was the last one to hold out, and now it's gone.
Really?
That's it.
What were the other...
Well, there was Bucks County Life, and I can't remember the name of the third one, but I know there were 3.
And when did they go out of existence?
Oh, quite a while ago. I can remember Bucks County Life maybe 10 years ago. I think it's been about 10 years at this run. I can't even remember the name of the third one. That must have gone out probably before that. But it's really a shame. I mean, that was a nice magazine. I hate to see it go.
It's a shame. Well, perhaps I can end this now. Did you ever see the play Equus?
No, I don't think I want to.
Did you read it?
They take the head off. He punches the eyes out.
I saw it at the Playhouse. Of course, it actually has less to do about horses than one of the magazines.
Yes, I think it's more
psychological. I would know it. I saw Tony Perkins in the Playhouse in the Park. That was very good.